Hello, my name is Emma Katz. Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Lamed Vav, 136. Mizmor 136 is one that may be familiar to many, as it is found in many places throughout the liturgy. For example, it can be found in the Shabbos morning davening, and it can also be found in the Hallel on Seder night. Mizmor 136 is referred to throughout the Gemara as Hallel HaGadol. And before we delve into the structure of the Mizmor, I want to explain why that is. What is Hallel HaGadol? It is the great praise. Yes, this Mizmor of Tehillim is filled with praises of God. But what makes this the great praise of God? The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, V'lama nikro shmo Hallel HaGadol? Why is this called Hallel HaGadol, the great Hallel? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mipnei shehakadosh baruch hu yoshev berumo shel olam. Rabbi Yochanan tells us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem is sitting in the heavens, u'mechalek mizonot l'chol briyah, and Hashem is distributing food to all of his creations. Rashi asks here, what is so amazing about this? What is so great? What makes the fact that God serves the entire world worthy of this Mizmor, which contains the praise of God, that he provides food to the world? What makes that worthy of being called the Hallel HaGadol? And Rashi explains and says, this piece of Tehillim is one that goes through each and every praise of God. And it says that, yes, we praise God for splitting the Yam Suf, for splitting the Sea of Reeds, but we are also thanking God for one of the most incredible miracles that he carries out, and that is that he every moment provides sustenance to all of his creations. The same Gemara in Pesachim later down on that page says, Amar Rav, Rav tells us that Kashin mizonotav shel adam kekriyas yamsuf. Feeding and sustaining the entire world is even more difficult than kriyat yamsuf, than the splitting of the sea. Dichtiv, as it says in our Mizmor, notin lechem l'chol basar, Hashem provides food and sustenance to all of his creations, usamichlai, and it places this next to, ligozer yamsuf ligzarim, that Hashem was able to split the yamsuf. So because this Mizmor contains such great praises of God and this long list complete with all of the praises of God, that is why this is called Hallel HaGadol, the great praise. So now let's delve in to the Mizmor itself. What is the structure? What are we actually saying in this Mizmor? And what are the messages that we are meant to take from this Mizmor 136? The structure is one that is pretty simple. The line starts with a praise and then ends with Ki Leolam Chasto, because God's kindness is everlasting. For example, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, praised is God because he is good. Ki Leolam Chasto, because his chesed is everlasting. Hodu Lelokei HaElokim, praised is the God of the gods. Ki Leolam Chasto. And over again, for 26 lines, this simple structure is repeated. This Mizmor was actually designed for the leader to lead the first half of the Pasuk and the crowd who was saying it with him to respond to the second half, which is a very unique structure for a Mizmor of Tehillim. These 26 Pesukim can be broken down into clusters. Pesukim 1 to 3 are about general thanking God. 4 through 9 are about wonders of Hashem in creation, in different ways that Hashem created the world. 10 to 23 are wonders of Hashem that Hashem carried out throughout history. And 23 to 26 are about how Hashem sustains creation, and we are calling upon God at the end of this Mizmor to sustain everything that he has given us until now and to continue to be there for us and perform everlasting chesed for us. There are many parallels between this Mizmor and the Mizmor before it, Mizmor 135. And the Gemara Yerushalmi teaches us that this was meant to be one continuous Mizmor that was said actually at the time that they wanted to call upon the rains, the time of Yeridat Geshamim. And they would begin with 135 as an invitation to everyone to come together to praise God. And then they would continue with Mizmor 136, which was the mechanism through which to actually praise God. But why 26 psukim? Why that exactly? It seems to be that because the structure is so repetitive, we would have been able to condense it more. Maybe praise God with one praise in each of these categories. So the Gemara tells us that this structure of using 26 psukim is meant to allude to the fact that the gematria, the numerical value of 26, is equal to that of the Shem HaMiuchad of Hashem, the Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name that we most often refer to God by, is equal to the number 26. And this name of God is one that alludes to God's qualities of chesed, kindness, and unconditional love. So when we are praising God, we not only want to overtly praise him through what we are saying, but even on a more subtle level, in the number of praises we use, we are hinting to God's name that alludes to his kindness and generosity towards us. The Gemara tells us as well, what is the significance of the number 26? There were 26 generations from Adam HaRishon, from the first man ever created, until Matan Torah, until the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai. Those generations, the Gemara says, were given to us as if on credit, that we did not deserve to sustain the world through those generations because we had not yet received the Torah. And if we believe that the Torah is what sustains the world, then we were not worthy of it being sustained. So Hashem, like a parent who gives unconditionally, Hashem gave to us and gave to us throughout those 26 generations when we did not yet deserve it at that point. And only after those 26 generations were we able to receive the Torah and even begin to attempt to earn our own worth. So those are some reasons given for why use 26 psukim. We mentioned already a few of the themes. That is that we are expressing our gratitude to God, that we are discussing God's everlasting kindness for us. And some other themes that are discussed are God sustaining the world. There is a strong emphasis, as we said, specifically in psukim 10 through 23, of wonders that Hashem performed in history, but with a specific emphasis on Jewish history in those cluster of psukim. But then as we move towards the end of the Mizmor, there is a universality that we expand God's kindness not only to what he performed for us individually as the Jewish people, but the kindnesses and the chesed that Hashem does for the world as a whole, and how Hashem is the one that sustains all of nature and all of creation and has been the impetus between everything that has happened throughout human history, not only Jewish history. So lastly, I want to end with what are two approaches to the purpose of this Mizmor? How are we supposed to understand and what are we supposed to take away from this Mizmor, and what is meant to be the deeper meaning behind it? The Chida, Rabbi Chaim David Yosef Azulai, who was a Jerusalem-born rabbi in the 1700s, he explains that the beginning of every verse praises Hashem for something that he gives us in this world. We are thanking Hashem for everything that he has already given to us. Everything that is material, everything that we are able to see, that we are able to feel in this world. But as Jewish people, we believe that the purpose of our lives is not only for the life we are living in this world. We have a strong emphasis on what is to come in the world to come. So the Chida says, we are thanking Hashem for what he has already given us, and then we end with, Ki leolam chaso. Because we believe that by what Hashem has provided us with in this world, we are going to be able to grow and become better people and serve Hashem, which will earn us our life in the world to come. So the kindness of Hashem is not only that He has sustained us in this world, but it is that He has given us what we need in order to earn our life in the world to come as well. So therefore, His chesed is truly eternal. It is not just about Olam Hazeh, this world, but it is about Olam Haba as well. And lastly, to end off with an idea from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson. The Lubavitcher Rebbe taught that Hodu LaHashem, what are we praising God for? We are praising God for the good that He has already done. And praising God is not just to make God happy, to express that we recognize what Hashem has done for us in this world. Rather, by means of the fact that we are expressing our gratitude, that in and of itself is changing us. That through this mizmor, we are not only providing something for God, God does not need our praises, we are making ourselves more grateful people. We are saying, Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov. Hashem, we recognize everything that You have done for us. We recognize all of the goodness. We see the goodness in our lives. And we want to make sure to express that to You. And through working on ourselves and making ourselves more grateful people and a people who expresses our gratitude that we feel towards God, through that we will merit further chesed from Hashem. That we believe it is a cycle. When we are better people, when we are closer to God and we are people who are more grateful and expressive of that gratitude, we then merit more and more chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe says this process of expressing our gratitude will only bring us more to be grateful for in the future. So again, just to recap, why is this the Halal HaGadol? Why is this the great Halal? Because it contains within it so many important themes of gratitude, of being able to express that gratitude to God, of expressing all of the great, amazing things that Hashem has carried out for us in this world, and what we believe that Hashem has given us in this world to allow us to carry on to the next world. We are thanking God for the miracles that He performs, both those that seem smaller to us on a human level, like feeding the entire world, or those that seem great and miraculous and even more exciting, like Kriyat Yam Suf, like the splitting of the sea. And we are expressing in this mizmor that we recognize through the use of the 26 psukim that each of these miracles is amazing in and of itself, and that we recognize they are all done for us because of the unconditional love that Hashem has for us as His Jewish people and as the world. Thank you for studying together today. The studying today was Le'iloi Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.